My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Lots of information for us, lots to cover today. Obviously, a lot of people will be talking about what happened yesterday evening in Mar-a-Lago, and we'll certainly be covering that on the program today. But there's a whole lot more going on, folks. A lot more dots to connect, a lot more information to discuss, and we'll be bringing it to you here. Let me get right to my very first guest. I want to welcome to the program Mike Hill. Mike, welcome. We need a little bit more light, if possible.
Okay, sure. Let me turn the light on. Hold on just a bit.
No, you're good. You're good, brother. You're good. You're good. I wasn't sure if we wanted people to get the impression that you were testifying, you know, kind of like, you know, incognito.
Right.
Well, welcome aboard, brother. It's great to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Greg, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So we want to get into, and it's interesting, actually, if you think about it, timing wise, here we have the governor of Florida who says, look, we are going to be a state of law and order, our state. And yet within the state of Florida, we have I call them the felonious bedbugs of instigation, who comes and violates every constitutional precedent that one could possibly imagine. Christopher Wray has now completely proven that he's unfit to be the director of the FBI. But let's start with the situation with Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and his basically saying to a state attorney, no, you will follow the law of the state. Irrespective of your personal opinions, you'll follow the law.
Yes, Greg, Governor DeSantis did a great job in removing that state attorney, Andrew Warren, who's nothing more than a leftist political hack. He was put in office with Soros dark money, and he immediately stated that he was not going to enforce the 15-week anti-abortion law, which was passed in the law, and that he was not going to enforce stopping the grooming of our children, discussing transgenderism and sexual orientation in our public schools. And so Governor DeSantis justifiably and correctly removed him from office because as an elected official, he took an oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the U.S. and the Florida Constitution, and by extension of that, Florida laws. And he said he would not. So Governor DeSantis was not even going to give him the opportunity to prove that he would not do that. He says, fine, you will no longer be in office. Now, Governor DeSantis took a step a little further than our previous governor, Rick Scott, did with a similar state attorney named Aramis, who stated that she would not prosecute any crimes that required the death penalty. And at that time, then what Governor Scott did was he removed any of those cases that had to do with that from her. He didn't remove her from office. He just removed those cases. Now, here we have Governor DeSantis going a step further, which I believe was a correct step, in removing this Andrew Warren altogether from office.
You know, one thing to add to this, folks, to understand, too. We're specifically talking about not putting pornographic material in front of 4 to 9 year olds. That is in particular what is being discussed here. The law simply says, look, we're not going to take 4 year old, 5 year old, 6 year old, 7 year old, 8 year old, 9 year old children and expose them to traumatic, sexually charged pictures and apparatuses and concepts and ideas that might permanently damage their innocence and their conscience, that might sear their conscience for the rest of their lives and leave them traumatized. We're not going to allow that to happen in the state of Florida. What parent, what grandparent in their right mind would say, oh no, I want my 4 year old children to watch pictures of rubber toys or to handle rubber sex toys and have disclosed to them where to insert those things.
Greg, the only ones who would want something like that are the ungodly and the irreligious. And believe you me, we have plenty of them in our society. Going all the way to the CEO of Disney, who said he was actively going to fight that law, that he thought that it was discriminating against transgenders, who, by the way, make up only 1%, if not less than that, of our population. And Disney wanted to fight that tooth and nail. And again, Governor DeSantis took a proactive step and said, fine, removed from them their special tax status that they had in Florida. So now they're going to be paying more for their wokeism.
Well, you know, look, they're targeting children.
Yes.
And that needs to be our battle cry when it comes to this situation, Mike, I think, is they're targeting your children. And when someone comes up and they want to get in your face and start screaming about this, I would just say, listen, you pedophile pervert, stop. You're a pervert. You're a pedophile pervert. Knock it off. Don't try to get up in my, no, you're a pedophile pervert. Doesn't that even penetrate you, you sick wacko?
No, you're absolutely right. And if you call them the biblical term, they're sodomites. These are people who want to, when you boil it down to its bare bottom, Greg, it's hedonism. These are people who simply want pleasure any way that they can get it. And it is sick. It is something that we should fight against. And in fact, in Florida, it only went through K through third grade. It should have went through K through 12th grade.
Amen.
Sexual education should not be in our public schools. Well, that is something that should be done at home or with churches or with licensed counselors. Should not be something that is done in our public schools.
Well, here's another piece to this that I think that people don't understand, and I encourage people to watch a film called The Mind Polluters. And I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, Mike, but it's an incredible film, The Mind Polluters, and it really documents this stuff. But one of the things that it documents so well is the influence, because our comprehensive sex education program that's been adopted by the Department of Education here in the United States is predominantly founded on the writings of one Alfred Kinsey, who is an absolute 100% pervert who tortured children all the way down to 5 months, forcing them to have orgasms and then recorded how long it took and how many they had in how many minutes. This is absolute, this is criminal. It's criminal. And yet that is the basis upon which the idea of sexualizing children comes from.
That's right. And it is pervasive throughout our education system, and it should not be. First of all, the Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education, is unconstitutional.
Hear, hear.
It should not even exist. The education level should be at the state level, and each state determine that. But I guarantee you, Greg, even at the state level, we have these perverts who want to impose their hedonistic tendencies on our children. Behaving as adults with other adults is not enough for them. They are perverted. They're twisted. And they want to bring our children into the fray. Why? Because they know that people are not born like they are.
Right.
They know that that is a learned habit. That's a learned trait. And so they want children to learn it at a very early age. So as they grow older, that's how they will behave.
It's a choice. It is absolutely 100% a choice. And, you know, I was praying into this last night. You know, let's not forget, it's the lesbian, sodomite, transgender, LGBT, queer. Okay? So what does that tell you? Well, that tells you that from the very beginning, pedophilia and transgenderism was a part of their agenda. And it's written out, which I've pointed out multiple times, in The Overhauling of Straight America, a document that was written in 1987. And in that document, it says, at the furthest end of acceptability is NAMBLA, which is the North American Man-Boy Love Association. That's pedophilia. And it says, we're not going to put them out in front first because child molesters don't look like victims. My God. And
what you see, Greg, is that they are insatiable. That whatever you give them is never enough. Like the grave, like the barren womb, like the desert, like fire. They always want more. It's never enough. So first, they just wanted us to accept their sodomite lifestyle. Now they want to press it onto our children. What's next with their perversion? Do you start bringing bestiality into the equation? It is never enough for them. They're insatiable, and that's why we must stop them. Stop them in their tracks, because when you start compromising, it is never enough.
Well, On the saving side of that, George Carniel's a fairly regular guest, and he wrote the book From Queer to Christ, how he came out of that lifestyle. And, you know, George has talked about, you know, and he said in the last time he was on the show, he said, man, I had hundreds of partners, not anything that I'm proud of. But that is the lifestyle. That was the point of that statement. The point of where we were in the conversation was, this is not about relationship and acceptance and all this other kind of stuff. This is about an addiction. It is a sexual addiction, just like any other addiction. And it is absolutely 100% destructive, not just to the individual, but to those around them as well. We're going to take a quick break. Mike Hill is my guest. We'll be back with Mike coming up on the other side. He was elected to the Florida State Legislature in November 2018 to 2020, served in District 1, which includes Pensacola and North Escambia County. And we'll all be talking with him coming up more right after this brief break.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, the Honorable Mike Hill. He was also a representative elected to the Florida State Legislature from June 2013 to November 2016, serving in District 2. And he's a proponent of election integrity of the Pensacola chapter and a member of the John Birch Society. And Mike, one of your colleagues we were just talking about put this out. I think it was in a tweet yesterday. Yeah, in a tweet yesterday. Representative Anthony Sabatini said, "It's time for us in the Florida legislature to call an emergency legislative session and amend our laws regarding federal agencies. Sever all ties with DOJ immediately. Any FBI agent conducting law enforcement functions outside the purview of our state should be arrested upon sight." Your thoughts?
I agree with Anthony, Representative Anthony Sabatini, 100%. That is when we would take a stand. That's when we show nullification actually exists. Nullification says that by the 10th Amendment to our Constitution, the power belongs to the states and to the people. And what we do is we loan enumerated powers to the federal government. One of those powers is not where you can come in and raid one of our citizens' homes. That was completely illegal, unconstitutional, and unwarranted attack based on this whole illegitimate January 6th committee. And I agree with Anthony Sabatini. We should call a special session. I will call on Governor DeSantis to also participate in this, perhaps even issue an executive order saying we will not allow you to do that in our state, and cease and desist immediately their actions against President Trump.
You know, when I think about this, it is, I am hopeful that this will draw more attention to the January 6th defendants, they're prisoners, they're political prisoners here in the United States of America. And what's being done to them is treasonous. And I have suggested that the sergeant at arms, when they convene, should immediately arrest each one of those individuals that is sitting on that commission. They should be arrested. And they should be then taken, and they should be put into custody, and a judge should be put in charge of that case, and they should begin hearing charges against them for their treasonous behavior, because it is treason. They are attacking the sovereign people of the United States of America. That's who they are attacking, and I am frustrated at preachers that want to throw Romans 13 around without understanding who it's actually talking about. Paul was writing in the time of the Romans. In our day, we have tossed off the monarchy. That's what we did. The 1 Samuel 8, 1 Samuel 9 monarchy, our founders got rid of all of that, and they put the people directly back in control with God of this country. And so we're the ones in Romans 13 that have been raised up as the leadership of this nation.
That's right. In the United States of America, we are the kings. And again, they throw around that Romans 13 issue. Also, you are only to obey lawful orders that come down. Otherwise, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate comes into play, and you nullify what illegal laws are that are being brought before you. Mm-hmm. And so this January 6th committee was put together illegally, illegitimately, in a rush. It was not done properly by Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them. It was supposed to be bipartisan. They would not even let the Republicans put who they wanted on that committee. And instead, Pelosi chose two Republican in name only rhinos, Liz Cheney and what's the other guy's name? I forget it now, but he's not even running for office again.
Right.
Put the two of them on there who were Trump haters, unavowed Trump haters, and put them on that committee. And then they began to prosecute citizens, American citizens, and we see it going from Steve Bannon to Peter Navarro, even to President Trump, and down to everyday citizens. I have a friend here in Pensacola, Florida, who was arrested simply because he was filming what was happening on January 6th. He did not commit any kind of insurrection. He was not violent. He was a media specialist who was simply documenting what was going on. They came to his home here in Pensacola. The FBI arrested him, took all of his equipment that he uses for his
livelihood.
Livelihood.
Yeah.
That's right. and have yet to give it back to him, took all of it, even though he only had one camera with him when he was at the Capitol. They took everything. He was then sentenced about a month ago. He was found guilty about a month ago. Then his sentencing is November 3rd. He could get anywhere from 3 to 5 years for simply walking around that area documenting what was going on.
And that area belongs to we the people. We're out of time, but that area, ladies and gentlemen, belongs to we the people. That is the people's house. It doesn't belong to those people who are there supposedly representing us. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to show you this, this preview, you can listen to it as well.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Let me say it again.
The 2020 election was the most secure
election in American history.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic on this question, and I am awaiting more information.
If I believed the president were a Nazi, I might steal an election.
Bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
We have been working on something big.
Show me the money.
Can we meet? I've been working with Greg Phillips. He has a deep background in election intelligence.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 elections in the world. No one has more data than we do. We identified in Atlanta 242 mules that went to an average of 24 drop boxes. But Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules.
What is a mule?
Person picking up ballots and running them to the drop boxes.
This is not grandma walking her dog. Bad backgrounds, bad reputations. They are interested in one thing, that's money.
And in no shape, in no way, in no time is that legal.
This is organized crime.
Do you have video evidence?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
So this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't we all vote at 1 o'clock in the morning?
On one night, this person, this mule, went across six counties to 27 different drop boxes.
I call it the Mexican mafia, seriously, because they work like that.
This is jaw-dropping.
What you showed is frightening.
It's just sickening to me.
Now we come to the most important question of all. Was the magnitude of vote trafficking enough to tip the balance in the 2020 presidential election?
It's not a leap to say this would have made a difference.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable. And that's enough for me to fight the left with every fiber in my body.
Without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
2,000 mules. In select theaters, May 2nd and 4th. Virtual premiere.
2,000 mules. You can find it, by the way, folks, at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Go to chosengenerationradio.com, and we have it up there for you for free and with permission. They said the night of the premiere, they said, please record this, share this, put this out. People need to see this. We're more concerned about people seeing this than we are about anything else. This isn't about the money, although we need funding, and so there's opportunities for you also to support what it is that they're doing. Folks, Mar-a-Lago and what happened yesterday is a symptom of a much deeper and much greater problem that's happening in our country. And it begins with you and me. It begins with us. It begins with our involvement. It begins with us raising our voices. It begins with us getting engaged, making the phone call, reaching out, having an influence on those that are supposed to be representing us. And if they won't represent us, then we need to find somebody else who will. We need to find people who will actually represent the people of the United States of America. And I think it's one of the reasons that, you know, even within the Democrat party. There are so many what we used to call blue blood Democrats who have traditional values, who were part of the Democratic Party simply because they believed that the Democratic Party was for the worker and the Republican Party was for the owner of the business. I mean, that was in the old days, that's kind of how an individual might have looked at it or shaken it out. The Democratic Party was for the unions and protecting the employee and the Republican Party. But that was a shift. That was a shift that the Democratic Party was able to engineer in the late 50s and the early 60s to change the face of the parties. Because this Marxist socialist ideology has been embraced by the Democratic Party of the United States for that long. And they have been moving in that direction. And I remember a man that we looked after in Livingston, California, who went into World War II and actually marched with Patton. And had a funny story about how he interacted with Patton one time. But he told me, he said, you know, I didn't, just like Reagan, he said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. They stopped having American values. And they started embracing this leftist progressive garbage, this communism. And he said, when I came back from World War II, he said, I stuck with them for a few years, and then I began to realize that they had become socialists. They'd become communists. FDR had sold us out. He sold us out to Stalin. He sold us out to Russia. He became friends with Russia and basically put the chill on Winston Churchill. It's very sad. And he began it with his social programs. And the dole. And the taxes. And using taxes as a means to manipulate. It all started back then. And it's been going on and going on and going on. And now we have reached a place. And I'll talk at the top of the hour more about this with Ken Thornburg, not at the top of this hour, the top of the next hour, my third hour, but specifically about the deliverance ministry and so on. But I do deliverance ministry, and if you ever need prayer ministry and you're battling something, I would encourage every Christian to consider deliverance ministry. You can go to Freedom Encounters. Freedom Encounters, and go through the VOSC, which is Victory Over Spiritual Conflict. You need to go through that video, and once you've completed that video, then reach out to me, and I'll be happy to take you through the deliverance prayer. We can do it over Skype or over Zoom. Either one will work just as effectively. But recently was involved in doing some deliverance ministry, and the confession of the demonic was, we're out and we're more bold now. And it was really because we know the time is short. But Jesus hasn't left the scene. He is watching, he is seeing, and he is taking action. And it's significant for us as believers to understand that. I know that we look at some of this and we go, man, oh man, oh man, look what is going on. Look at the evil that's happening to the children. Look at all of the trafficking that is going on. Look at the persecution. 360 million. By the way, this figure comes through Save the Persecuted Christians, and I would encourage you to look up Save the Persecuted Christians another great organization that's doing great work. Save the Persecuted Christians, Dee Dee Loguson, she's on with me once a month, talking about what's going on, making us aware of what's happening, so critically important. And one of the pieces that is, a part of this is there are 360 million Christians living under persecution. One Christian for every man, woman, and child living in the United States, a one for one, is being persecuted around the world for their faith because they profess and proclaim Christianity. We are living in a very dark time in our world, but on the reverse side of that, on the reverse side of that, there is a great deal of hope as well. There is a light, and sometimes the smallest amount of light burns the brightest in the midst of extreme darkness. And that light right now, there's the case that was just settled, which was the Roe v. Wade situation. And now the power goes back to the states to reinstitute. And we're watching state after state after state saying, you know what? We're not killing babies. We're not going to make killing babies a priority in our state. And oh yeah, you're going to have pushback. You're going to have the abortion industry going nuts because it's billions of dollars that they make. They make billions of dollars. They make billions of dollars killing those babies. They make billions of dollars selling off body parts. They make billions of dollars. It's a big business. But it's dark and it's evil. And the evil of it is recognizable as doctors are awakened and wake up and see what's happening and say, wait, I can't do this. I can't be a part of this. And they step away. All right. Got to take a break. Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the forward. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Gen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Yesterday I shared something with you. I want to share this with you again. This is a call from a father to a pharmacy. Now, we've had Tom Renz here on the program talking about what's called informed consent. You are, they are required by law to tell you about the potential side effects and issues that could arise should you decide to take the jab, the injection, whether whoever's it is, Moderna, Pfizer, whoever, I forget who the other one is, but no matter whose injection it is, you are entitled to receive all of the information about what the disclaimers that are associated with that. And so the father is calling because his 7-year-old son took the jab against his wishes. His wife took him into a pharmacy and they didn't inform her that myocarditis could take place. And within a very short period of time, 24 hours or less, he was in the hospital with myocarditis. And that's a very serious and very permanent situation. So listen to this.
Yeah, hi. Are you a pharmacist?
Yes, how can I help?
Yeah, hey, I've got a question. My wife, against my wishes, brought my son, 7-year-old son in there a few days ago for a COVID jab, and he's now in the hospital with myocarditis. And I was obviously not very happy with you guys or with my wife. She told me that she was not told that was a potential side effect. So why wouldn't you have told her that?
Okay, sorry. So it's quite a rare side effect as well.
No, it's not that. No, it's not, because I've been doing research. It's common. In the U.S., there's tens of thousands of them reported to the CDC site. So why are you not telling parents this?
We might scare the parents and they don't want to get their child vaccinated.
Yeah, so you don't want to scare the parents with something that is actually happening, that's happened to my kid. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? You don't want to scare them. You need to give them the right information so they can make a proper decision. What is wrong with you? You don't want to scare them. I'm recording this conversation as well, and this is going to a lawyer next. Thank you for admitting that. So why don't you tell them? When someone comes in there and says, hey, what can go wrong? What do you say, sore arm? Have you seen the amount of dead people? Have you seen it?
Has your wife asked before giving consent to give?
She asked what the side effects are.
Did she ask? I'm not sure because I wasn't there.
It doesn't matter. You're supposed to tell people this can happen. Now my kid. So you know what the prognosis is? You know what it is? Possible death within 5 years. 20% of people with myocarditis die. It is a permanent damaged heart. It is not temporary. He's facing a heart transplant because of you. Because
this is a father. Who obviously, I mean, this is horrific, but this is a father who is calling in, to say, hey, why didn't you warn my wife? Why didn't you do your job? And the sad part of it is that her response is, well, if we tell you the truth, then they won't get the jab. Except that the cases of getting the jab are quite significant. Now the CDC is still saying myocarditis and pericarditis have rarely been reported. But when they're reported, it's usually adolescents and young adult males within several days after taking the vaccination, the mRNA COVID-19 vaccination. So it's a rare occurrence, they say. But when it does happen, you know, it has been especially, when reported, the cases have especially been in adolescents and young adult males. More often after the second dose, usually within a week, most patients with myocarditis or pericarditis who receive care respond well to medicine and rest and felt better pretty quickly. Naomi Wolf came on the program, and I'm going to be having to jump off here in just a minute, but Naomi Wolf came on the program, and in the three-month study they did that led to them deciding to give Moderna and Pfizer immunity. Think about this for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Why would you need to ask for immunity against potential damages for a shot that you're giving people? Why would you need to do that if there was no danger? If there was not a problem? Well, they knew there was a problem because in just three months, with just their small limited number of people that they tested, 1,200 deaths. 42,000 injuries. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a product that you release to the general public. 1,200 deaths and 42,000 injuries. You take it back to the drawing board and you say, hey, we got a problem here. Let's try to figure this out because we can't release this. But they did it anyway. So many areas where we're under assault, including this one.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to...
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Working's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
me. I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters.
Like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet.
Good.
I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.